Today's daf is Tmura Daf Ches. We are holding on Daf Zayin Amud Beis. We read the Mishnah yesterday, but let's read it again just to get back into the flow of the sugya. So it says the Mishnah, Kohanim Emirim B'Shalhen, Kohanim can affect Tmura on their own animals. Yisrael Emirim B'Shalhen, and Yisraelim can affect Tmura on their own Karbanos also. So again, the B'Shalhen over here, Dafka is referring to their own Karbanos. So each Kohen and Yisrael can affect Tmura on their own Karbanos. But ain't a kohanim emir lo bechatas lo ba'ashem lo bebechar. A carbon chatas or a carbon ashem that Yisrael gives to a kohen to be makriv, a kohen cannot affect tmura on because it isn't his until the shas haktara. Only after the shas haktara does he have a kinyan on the basar, and therefore it's too late by then obviously to affect tmura. So the kohen is not able to affect tmura on these animals, on chatas ashem or a bechar. So a bechar, the Mishnah is about to discuss. Why shouldn't he be able to affect more on a bechar? Isn't the idea of a bechar that if Yisrael has a bechar, he gives it to the Kohen and it belongs to the Kohen right away? So no, because chatas and asham are compared to a bechar, just like chatas and asham are matana to a Kohen, bechar is matana to a Kohen, and just like it's obvious that chatas and asham is no good, so bechar is no good either. He can't affect tmura for a bechar either. So Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri says that doesn't make sense. Mali imenu meimur bechatas v'asham shein zachen ben bechayehen. You can't compare the two. By chatas v'asham, he doesn't own the chatas v'asham while they are still alive. He only has them from shas haktara ve'elach. Tamar bebechar shezachen bebechayev. You can say the same thing by bechar where he does own it while they are still alive. He gets the bechar right away, right when the bechar is born, or shortly thereafter, the Yisrael gives the bechar to the Kohen when it's definitely alive. So Amar lo Rabbi Akiva, v'alok v'arnemar, v'yehu t'murasu yekodesh, heichan kedusha chalalav, v'beis ha'baylim, av t'mur v'beis ha'baylim, that it could only be, you could only do t'mura in the same beis ha'baylim where the kedusha was chal. And bechar had its kedusha chal in the beis Yisrael, so the Kohen is unable to affect t'mura under his possession. So now, says the Gemara Tanan Hasam, Bechor mocher noso tam chai. If you have a bechor, and at this point, this Mishnah does not identify at what point in history we're talking about, but if one has a bechor, you can sell it when it doesn't have a mum, you can sell a living bechor. Ubal mum chai v'shachut. If it has a mum, you could sell it alive or shachut. Says Rashi, mochernos otam chai. Hashta mashma bein bizman hamigdash bein bizman azeh. Again, the Mishnah doesn't identify when in history we're talking about, so it implies that we could theoretically be talking about when the Beis Hamikdash was around, or even bizman azeh. Vachi mashma, and this is what it means to be saying, therefore. Im Beis Hamikdash kayam, mochernos kohen the kohen chai. If the Beis Hamikdash is around, so the Bechor goes to a Kohen. So what we're saying is, a Kohen can sell it to another Kohen while it's still alive, va'oso Kohen yakrivenu, and that second Kohen can then bring it as a carbon. Avol shachut lo, but once the first Kohen has shechted the Bechor, he's not allowed to sell its meat to be Zayun Kachim Hu, because that's considered to be Zayun to Kachim. Because here you're going to take something that was brought on the Mizbeach and use it as something to do business with, that is a bizayim to kachim. So that's what we're saying, that you're allowed to sell it if it's a tam, you're allowed to sell it while it's alive, but not after it's already been shechted. V'bizman hazehu, and if we're talking about bizman hazeh, mochnos otam chai bein koin le koin, bein koin le Yisrael, then you could sell it when it's a tam, when it's alive, whether you're selling it, whether the coin's selling it to another coin or whether the coin's selling it to Yisrael, and what do you have to do with it anyway? Whoever buys it is not going to be able to be makravit anyhow. That's why you're even allowed to sell it to Yisrael. No one's allowed to be makravit anyway because we don't have the ability to bring a carbon. And then the lokeach is going to have to wait until it develops a mum, and then he'll be able to eat it. The bechor bizman hazeh mishanof b'mum ein bo eli iser gezel. The whole point is that a bechor nowadays, once it has a mum, the whole issue is just that it's mumun kohanim. So the whole issue, it's not a din, it's not a halacha that a zar is not allowed to eat it. It's just an iser gezel. Shagazal as a Kohen, that you're taking something that belongs to the Kohen. But if the Kohen gave it to you, Vimachro Kohen, Unasun lo, Mutaliochlo, Kohen wants to give it to you, so Gazante, let him give it to you, so then it's not going to be Gezel Kohen. But good. So that's the reason that you're allowed to be mochrno so tam chai. But tam shachu, why is it that bisman shabes mikdash you're not going to be able to sell tam shachut? That's because it's a bizayin kachim. What about bisman azeh? Why can't you sell tam shachut? So Rashi says at the very end, b'tam shachut bisman azeh leka. There simply it doesn't exist. Hopefully, if you have a bechor that doesn't have a mum, hopefully you didn't shechti. You're not allowed to shechti. You have to wait till it develops a mum. So that's why there's no such category of tam shachut bisman azeh. So good. So that's what this Mishnah in Maaseh Sheni says, that when you have a Bechor and it's a Tam, you can sell it alive but not dead. When it's a Balmum, you could sell it alive or Shechted. Umekadshin Bowe Isha. And the Kohen can also use it to be Mekadishin Isha, meaning it is his, it belongs to him, it's considered his Mamon. Amar of Nachman Amar Barvua, Lo Shanol Bezmanazeh, Hol the Isle, the Kohen Zechia Begave. That's the major statement of today's Daf. Rav Nachman Amar Barvua says that this entire Mishnah is only talking about Bizman Hazeh, where the Kohen has true ownership over it. Aval Bizman Shabes Mishkayim, Kivin de Tam Lahakravahu de Kai. But Bizman Shabes Migdash Ayakayim, he would not be able to sell it Tam Chai because it's not really his. He's Chayiv to be Makrovit, and while it's still alive, obviously he hasn't yet been makrovit, so it's not really his. It only becomes his after the haktara semurin of the Bukhar also. Obviously, that very much relates to our Mishnah, because in our Mishnah we have the discussion of why it is that a Kohen is not allowed to do tmura on a Bukhar. We said, well, Bukhar, he owns it right away. So unlike Chatzis Vashem, where he only owns after the haktara semurin, the Bukhar he owns right away. So this seems to go against that idea, because we're saying that he's not allowed to sell it with his tam chai. It's not his yet. It's only his after at a later point, after he's makrovit, after that Ktara Seymurin. So that's why probably we mentioned this Mishnah in Maaseh Sheni over here, but till we actually get to all of the points that we have to say about it, it's going to take a while. Essentially what the Gemara is going to do is going to try to prove whether Rav Nachman Amar Rabbi Ravu is correct, that this Mishnah is only talking about Bizman Hazeh, but not Bizman Shebeis HaMikdash Kayim. So we're going to bring, I think, something like 7 proofs between now and Chesam and Beis, 7 proofs whether he is correct or not. So proof number 1, or kasha number 1, however you want to say it, Esve Rav al Rav Nachman Mochro So Tamim Chai. The Mishnah says you could sell a Tam Chai. What does that imply? Chai in Shachut Lo. You could sell a Tam Chai, but you cannot sell a Tam Shachut. So when is the Mishnah talking about? So we said Rashi said that Kasal Kadai to the Mishnah is talking Bein Bismash 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 Chai Bein Bismash Azeh. So Amos, the Gemara says, well, let's analyze. When is it talking about? If we're talking about Bizman Azeh, Mi Ika Tam Shachut, is it really, do you even have such a thing as a Tam Shachut Bizman Azeh? Hopefully not. Hopefully everyone knows you're not supposed to Shech the Bechar that doesn't have a Mum Bizman Azeh. El Pshita Bizman Shabes Mugsh Kayim. So the Mishnah must have been talking about Bizman Shabes Mugsh Kayim, and that's why it had to identify Tam Chai as opposed to a Tam Shachut, because there's at least the possibility of a Tam Shachut. Vikatani Nami Mochnoso Tam Chai. And apparently even Bizman HaMikdash you were allowed to sell a Tam Chai. We do assume it belongs to the Kohen and he has the right to sell it. So there's a raya that Rav Nachman Amar Rabbi Ravu was incorrect by saying that the Kohen does not have the ability to sell a Tam Chai because it simply does not belong to him until he Bizman Shabes HaMikdash Yekayim. Says Gmar Lo, the Allah and Bizman HaZeh. Who says our Mishnah is talking about Bizman Shabes HaMikdash Yekayim? Maybe the Mishnah is talking about Bizman HaZeh. What was the problem saying Bizman HaZeh? From the fact that the Mishnah says you could sell a Tam Chai implies that there's the possibility of a Tam Shachut existing. So he said, no, Mikatani Mochnos a Tam Chai in Shachut Lo. The Mishnah doesn't say anything about a Tam Shachut. We wanted to be Medayik. Oh, it's talking about a Tam Chai, so it must be you're not allowed to sell a Tam Shachut. The Mishnah didn't say that. Haguf Asal Ashminan. This in itself is a Chiddush. The Bizman HaZeh, Nami Mochnos a Tam Chai, that you're allowed to sell it as a Tam Chai, Bizman HaZeh. That itself is the is the chiddush of the Mishnah. The fact that it says that mocher also tam chai is enough of a chiddush. Meaning, one might have thought that he doesn't own it and that he cannot sell it as a tam chai. So that itself is enough of a chiddush, not to make any sort of diyukim about what the halacha would be if you had a bechor shachet. There's no need for any such diyukim about a bechor shachet. Now the Briska Rav points out that which Rav Nachman is mechalek between a bechor b'zman hazeh and a bechor b'zman hamigdash is a little bit difficult, because the ikr cheftza of a bechor l'chora there's no nafkamina between b'zman hamigdash and b'zman hazeh, meaning the animal isn't different, doesn't have a different status between the b'zman hamigdash and b'zman hazeh. B'zman hazeh also the bechor is only the hakrava, it's just that we don't have the ability to be makravit. If this animal lives long enough that it's going to be around when the Beis Hamigdash comes back, great, so it will be just like a bechor b'zman hamigdash. There's nothing fundamentally different about this animal. So if b'zman hamigdash, it's not considered mamun kohen because he has a chiv hakrava, why b'zman hazeh should it be considered mamun kohen? Right, that's what Nachman is telling me, that b'zman hazeh, he's allowed to sell it, no problem, because it's his. It's mamun kohen. B'zman hamigdash, oh, then it's not his. Then it's, since it's only b'hakrava, it's considered something that belongs to the Beis Hamigdash. It's only his mishas haktar velech. Well, b'zman hazeh, it's only b'hakrava also. So b'zman hazeh shouldn't be considered his either. We just don't have the ability to actually be makravit. But it's all, the ikr chefta shel behema is the same behema. So Briskrav says, what you see from here is that which the kohen does not have his chus mamun, b'zman hamigdash, is not because of the ikr chefta shel b'char. It's a separate din. That since the Bechor is only the Akrava, he loses his Zuchus HaBailus. And he says that Rav Nachman holds, because the Bechor Shachot is not Mamun Kohen, and the entire Zuchus of the Kohen after the Shechita is only Meshulchan Gavoa, so too Mechayim, he's not allowed to sell it. Because the Chalos Din that the Kohen has a Kinyan in it, Lachar Shechita Meshulchan Gavoa, it takes away their zuchus mamon while the animal's still alive. But the bechor mitzad atzma, the ikr cheftza shel bechor, is shaykh to the kohen. It's just that this din, this idea of mimamon gavoa kazachule, takes away his zuchuyos in the animal. And therefore, b'zman hazeh, where it's never going to achieve the status of mimamon mishulchan gavoa kazachule, because he's never going to shecht it and be able to eat mishulchan gavoa, so it doesn't have the ability to be mafkia his zuchuyos, his own bailus of the animal. The Stipler in Maseches Vachim in Siman Lamed Beis suggests a slightly different approach. The Stipler writes that Rav Nachum needs to say that Bezman Abayis, the Bechor, is Omid U'miyuchel Da'akrava. The Bechor is designated to be Hukrav as a Korban. Since there's a Mitzvah Sakrava, the Kohen doesn't have ownership. He doesn't have Zechia in the Bechor. But Bezman Azeh, even though the Bechor is Ro'ui La'akrava, because we're Makriv even though Ein Bayis, even though there's no Beis HaMikdash, we could be Makriv. But since it's not omer miyuchad akrava, so the kohen doesn't have his chus mamon in it, and he says that's the makar for that which the Sefer Achinuch writes in Mitzvah Taf Mem, that even though we're makrav karbanos bezman hazeh, there's no chiyuv to be makrav karbanos bezman hazeh. Because if you were to say otherwise, if you were to say that we could be makrav karbanos and therefore there's a chiyuv to be makrav karbanos, then why should there be any chilek? The Brisker Rav's kasha comes back. Why should there be any chilek between bezman hazeh and bezman shebizim shkayim with the Bechor? So what he's suggesting is, when there's no Beis HaMikdash, there is something different about the Iker Cheftza Shel Bechor. When there's no Beis HaMikdash, you are allowed to be Makrav Karbanos theoretically, but there's no Chiv to be Makrav Karbanos, and that changes the entire attitude toward the Bechor, because it's not Omeid Umayuchad for Hakrava purposes. Okay, back in the Gemara now. So now the Gemara is going to bring a second raya that Rav Nachman was incorrect about his assessment that Bizman Shabesa Migdash Hayakayam, the Kohen does not own the Bukhar Tam, and it's only Bizman Azeh that he owns this Bukhar. So Aisve on the top of Chesem and Aleph, Aisve Bukhar Namar Lo Sifte Vin Nimkarhu, the Bukhar, by Bukhar it says, you're not allowed to be Poda Bukhar but it can be sold and it could be eaten b'kedusha, meaning when you sell it, you're not allowed to shecht it b'itlis in the meat market. You're not allowed to weigh it in a certain way. You're not allowed to treat it like a piece of meat. You have to treat it with a little extra respect than you would a normal piece of meat. So b'mayaskinon, what are we talking about? When are we talking about? Ilema b'zmanazeh. If we're talking about b'zmanazeh, ema seifa. But then you read weiter and it says ve'ezdamim tizrok al hamizbeach. It says then you throw its blood on the mizbeach. So b'zman hazeh miyika mizbeach. So that doesn't sound like a b'zman hazeh halacha. So it sounds like this statement, this mishnah, this lov tifta is talking about this pasuk really is talking about a case where it's bizman hamigdash el pshita bizman shabismikshkayim. So it must be talking about bizman shabismikshkayim. What kind of bechor are we talking about? Are we talking about a tam or a balmum? Ubemai ilim balmum. If you want to tell me we're talking about a balmum, ema seifa ves damim tizrok al mizbech ves chalbam taktir. Pasuk says that you throw the dam on the mizbech and you burn the chaylev. So michazila krava, are you allowed to be makriv a bechor balmum? Certainly not. So now we've ascertained that the pasuk is clearly talking about a bechor tam bizman shebeis hamikdash hayakayim. Elav b'tam v'katani nimkar hu, and it says that it can be sold. But Rav Nachman's whole point was that a bechor tam bizman shebeis hamikdash hayakayim cannot be sold because it's not the mamun kohen. It simply doesn't belong to the kohen till after the akhtara. Says what midi yirya reishem balmum sefer b'tam. Who says that the first line of Losivta and Vinimkarhu, that it could be sold, is talking about the same case that the Sefer is talking about? Everything you proved about what kind of situation we're talking about, whether it's Bizman Azeb, Bizman Amigdash, whether it's a Balmum or a Tam, was all from the Sefer. But maybe the Rish is talking about a different case. Maybe the Rish is talking about a Bukhar Balmum. We're not talking about a Bukhar Tam, and that's why it can be sold. It's interesting that when we wanted to prove that we're talking about a Bukhar Tam, and not a, I'm sorry, when we wanted to prove that we're talking about Bizman Shabbos Mekshay Kayam, we quoted the line, Vez Damim Tizrok. That's only based on Middash. Dam Tizrok al Mizbech. When we wanted to prove that we're talking about a Bechor Tam, we quoted the next line also. Dam Tizrok, and that you Maktir the Chelev. Why didn't we just use either both lines, L'chora, prove both things? That you're only Maktir the Chelev, Bizmash Bismil Shaykayim also. And Dam Tizrok is also only on a Bechor Tam, not on a Bechor Balmum. So it's strange that the Gemara only quotes the first half of the sentence when we want to prove when in history it was, and the second and both halves of the sentence when we want to prove what kind of animal it was, whether it was a balmum or a chai. So this kasha is asked by the Chaye Arye. In the Achiezer deals with this kasha in the name of a chacham echad, and Achiezer of Chaye Mozer in Chelek Dalid Simen Ayin Dalid suggests in the name of that chacham that in order to prove that we're speaking about a tam, you're able to use the fact that we're maktir the chelev. That is an indication that we must be speaking about a bechor tam. But you can't prove from that from the fact that you're maktir the chelev that we're talking bizman shebeis hamikdash hayakayim. Because even bizman hazeh, there is such a concept of haktaras emurim. The Gemara in Zvachim says that mizbeach shenekar maktir maktaras bimakomo. That even if we don't have a mizbeach, we could still be maktir Ktoras by the Makom HaMizbeach. So if that's true, that we could be Maktir Ktoras, Mestama, we could be Maktir Emurim as well. Zrika, however, you need the actual Mizbeach. The Makom Mizbeach is not good enough. So the reason when we were talking about whether Bizman Shabbisim or Bizman Azeh, we only mentioned the idea about Zrika, is because Ktoras Emurim doesn't prove anything to me. So we stopped there. We only mentioned about Zrika. When we were discussing is it Tam, is it Balmum, we mentioned both matters, because both the Zrika and the Ktoras Emurim can only be about a Bechor Tam and not by a Balmum. So that's what Rabbi Chaim Moser points out. Okay, says the Gemara, Raya number 3 now, about whether Rav Nachman is correct or not. Masav Rav Misharshia, Kohenes Shenis Arva Vlada Bavlad Shivchasa. Unbelievable, you have a mix-up at the hospital. A Kohenes and her own Shivcha both are in labor at the same time. They have babies, and they mix up the babies. They don't know who is the baby of the Kohenes and who is the baby of the Shivcha. Higdilu Atarovo, so they grow up together not knowing who's the mother is who, whose child is who. Meshachrin says that. So what they should do is the children should be meshachrer each other, and that way they'll both be free. three people, and you'll at least have two full-fledged Jews. V'shneim ochlim b'truma. But prior to being meshachar each other, both of them are permitted to eat truma. The kohen is allowed to eat truma because he's a kohen, and the eved is allowed to eat truma because he's an eved of a kohen. So they're both allowed to eat truma. V'cholkin chelak echad al goren. When they want to go collect truma by the goren, they go together and they get one portion. They obviously don't get two portions because only one of them is really a kohen. But together they can get one portion because one of them is definitely a kohen. V'chorin yiru achi yistavu. Not that you can identify one that's definitely a Kohen, but between the two of them, there's definitely one Kohen in the mix. Their Bechor has to graze until it develops a mum, and then you can eat it once it has a mum. So, what are we talking about? If we're talking about Bezmanazah, also in this case, the Bechor has to graze until it develops a mum. What do you need to come up with the case with babies mixed at birth or whatever? You have a Bechor in your flock, Bezmanazah, it needs to graze until it develops a mum. You don't need mix up at birth in order to have such a halacha. So that's a little bit strange if we're bismanazah. Didanami mumin beinan. Our animals, our bukharas also need a mum. Elab bismashavismakshkayim. Must be that we're talking bismashavismakshkayim. Where a normal kohen could just be makrav the bukhar and eat it. And doesn't have to wait for a mum. So iam bishlomo islu le kohen zachia begavei shapir. Wait, so if a kohen owns it, not like Rav Nachman said, then it makes a lot of sense that you let it graze till it develops a mum and you could eat it. Eliamit vestle, lacy. Gizbar velishkala, but if the kohen doesn't really own it, why doesn't the gizbar just come, take it away from this tandem of kohen and eved, and give it to a real kohen who could then use it to be makravit? Let the gizbar, it doesn't belong to them anyway, so let the gizbar just confiscate it. So there's a raya against Rav Nachman. Rav Nachman said that the kohen doesn't own it, so then why are they allowed to keep it and wait till it develops a mum? Let the gizbar confiscate it. Says where the old bismanazeh? No, we're talking bismanazeh. Aye, we said if it's bismanazeh, why do you have to come up with such a fancy case? Anybody has to wait till it develops a mum. With the kakashlach, maishal done, maishal de two, anani avinun le koin bumumayhu, inu kivendika bumuxas koin mifka le kohanim. There's a big difference. We have to give it to a kohen when it develops a mum. They don't. They, since there is a kohen in the mix, don't have to give it to anybody because they themselves, one of them is a kohen. So that's the difference. Lishna achrina, another way of saying this conversation that we just had, bizmana zem. My iru b'choros da halin sveikos afilu didanami iru el pshita b'zman kayam. That the diuk again is the same, that it can't be talking about b'zman azeh, because b'zman azeh everybody's b'chor has to graze until it develops a mum. So must be that we're talking about b'zman shavim kayam when you have this confusion of kohanim. V'ibu balmum iru achi yistavu. And if it's a balmum, Yiruachi Yistavu, how can you say that a balmum should graze until it develops a mum? Hamasavim v'kayamit. It already has a mum. That's what it means when we say it's a balmum. So it must be talking about pshita b'tamin. So it must be talking about a tam, and it must be talking about bizman shavis migshayakayam. So says the Gemara, how do we read this girsa? Vahani hu delo mizbini, vadai mizbini. Vadai, and these are the ones, and these you can't sell, but normally you can sell such an animal, meaning normally a tam, a regular case of a kohen, can sell a tam bizman shavisimig v'shayakayim. So this is a raya against Rav Nachman. Rav Nachman said that bizman shavisimig v'shayakayim doesn't belong to the kohen cannot sell it. Sounds like the only reason they don't sell it over here is because you have this mixture of kohen and regular guy, but in a normal situation you would be able to sell it. Says Mar-a-la, really, we're talking about bismanazeh. My kashlach, I feel dilon namiru. Well, why didn't you want to say bismanazeh? Because even our own bechoros, we should graze until they develop mum. Lo mitzina matchus lekohen, de lo iskan safek kuhuna. Hani sfekos mitchu lekohen. So no, the big difference is we have a different situation. We can't push off the Kohen because we don't have a Safek Kohuna. We're a Yisrael. We can't say, no, Kohen, it belongs to me. That's the reason why we come up with this case. They can push off any Kohen who makes a claim to it by saying, no, one of us is a Kohen and therefore we get to keep it. That's why it mentions, it could even be talking about Bizman Azeh, and that's the difference between this case and just anybody else. any stam Jew who happens to have a bechor in his flock. Raya number four, Meisvei, Rabbi Shimon Omer, Behemta, Prat the Behemoth Becharu Meisr Sheba, that this excludes a behem, this is talking about a Kohen could eat, this is talking about an Ir Nidachas, that we have to destroy everything in Ir Nidachas, including the behemos of an Ir Nidachas. So we say, what kind of behemos? Regular behemos, but not a Bechor and not a behemos Meiser. Shlala, all the wealth of an Ir Nidachas, Prat Lekatz of Meiser Sheni Shema. We don't destroy Meiser Sheni money in Ir Nidachas. So Meiskino, what are we talking about exactly? Ilim Bismanazeh, Miika Ir Nidachas. It can't be talking about Bismanazeh because we don't have a din of Ir Nidachas anymore. Because you need a Sanhedrin in order to have an Ir Nidachas, and we simply don't have that. So it must be that we're talking about when the Beis HaMikdash was still around. And what kind of Bechor are we talking about that you're not allowed to burn with the rest of the Ir Nidachas when the Beis HaMikdash was around? If we're talking about a Bechor Balmum, well, that's regular Behema. That's not any Chiddush. A Kohen could eat a Bechor, and the Yisrael could eat Meiser, and there's no Chelek Avoa by a Bechor Balmum. So there's no Chiddush that you would burn that with the rest of the Ir Nidachas. El Pshita Betam. So it must be that we're talking about a Tam, and we're saying that a Bechor Tam doesn't get burnt with the rest of the Ir Nidachas. So I understand very well if the Kohen actually owns it, I understand what it's coming to tell me. That's why I need a pasuk to tell me not to burn it with the rest of the Ir Nidachas. But if you're going to say that it doesn't belong to the Kohen anyway, I need the word behema to teach me that I don't burn it with the rest of the Ir Nidachas. Of course I don't burn it with the rest of the Ir Nidachas. We already have a separate drasha, shlala v'lo shel shemayim, that only the wealth of the actual people of the Ir Nidachas gets burnt, not something that belongs to the Ribbono Shel Olam. And if it belongs to the Ribbono Shel Olam, it's already included in that drasha. Selamai, what do you see? That a Bechor Tam B'smash Mishmig Shoykayim is owned by the Kohen. Another raya against Rav Nachman. Rav Nachman said that it's not owned by the Kohen until after the Haktara. Says, where are the Olam Balmum? Now we're talking about a Balmum. Ayu, the Kashal Achayna Behemta. We said, isn't that just regular Behema that gets burnt with the rest of the Ir Nidachas? Mishnechel B'taras Behemta, Yotzu Bechor Meiser, Shena Bechal Behemta. No, this is not treated the same way as other behemos are treated. Normal psulei hamikdashin are just treated like a regular piece of meat, except for b'chor ha'meiser, which you can't shecht it in the market, and you can't sell it in the same normal way, and it's just that the b'ilim gets to have the anah from it. So that's why it is different than a regular piece of meat. Raya number five, meisvei umala mal ba'ashem, l'rabos kachim kalim shein mamun b'ilim divrei Rabbi Yossi Aglili. Pasuk says, Malbash, and this is talking about by Shavuos HaPikadon. If someone gives a carbon shlom or a bechor or meiser to his friend, and the guy is kofer v'nishba v'hoda, he denies having ever been given it, and he swears to that denial, and then later he admits that he lied, meaning you gave me a bechor to watch, let's say, for you, and then you came to me the next day and said, can I have my bechor back? And I said, I don't have it, and I swore that you never gave it to me, and then I'm moda later on. So I have to pay Karen V'chomesh and a Karban Shavuos HaBikadon because it's your mammon. It has to be something that actually belongs to you in order to be in that category. So Rabbi Yossi Aglili says, yeah, L'Rabbis Kachem Kalim Shein Mammon Bailim Benazei Omer L'Rabbis Shlamim Abi Yossi Ben Desai Omer L'Omer Benazei El B'Bechor B'Lvad, that it comes to include a Bechor. So Mayaskinan, what kind of Bechor do we consider your money? Ilem B'Zmanazeh Hadumi D'Shlam Katani. If we're talking about B'Zmanazeh, it mentions shlamim also, and there's no such thing as a shlam bismanazeh. Yes, there's such a thing as a bechor bismanazeh. There's no such thing as a carbon shlam bismanazeh. So can't be talking about bismanazeh. El pshit the bismanazeh beisimik shkayim. Must be that we're talking about when the beisimik was around. Umayaskinon. And what kind of animal are we talking about? Ilim balmum hadumi de shlamim katani. If we're talking about a balmum, well, it says that it also compares it to shlamim, and there's no and shlamim. It must be talking about a shlamim that's a tamim and not a shlam that's a balmum. So we can't be talking about a balmum. So elamai ella lav b'tam, must be that we're talking about a tam. Ushmamina islay l'koin zechiyah begavei, and the fact that you take a shavuos ha'pikadon on a bechor must be, and we've successfully proven that it's a bechor. Tam bizman shemigdash mikdash yikayim shows you that the Bukhar tam bizman shemigdash mikdash yikayim is momun kohanim. Another raya that Rav Nachman is wrong. Am Rabbi liolim b'tam. Lo, liolim b'tam. Really, we're talking about a tam ubu b'chor b'chutz la'aretz. And we're talking about a b'chor, and still not a kasher Rav Nachman, because we're talking about a b'chor and chutz la'aretz. Rabbi Shimon he damar in both mimin yikrivu. And we're assuming that Rabbi Shimon is going to say that if b'chor has come tam from chutz la'aretz, you could be makriv. But lechatchila you don't have to bring them. Im ba'u b'di'evet, but lechatchila you don't have to bring them. So that's why it's momen kohanim. But a b'chor tam in eretz yisrael. So we added a third factor over here. So far we thought there were only two factors. Is it a tam? Is it b'al mum? Is it b'zman hazeh? B'zman shabbis m'gshay kayim. And if you answer that it's a tam, b'zman shabbis m'gshay kayim, Rav Nachman says, well then it doesn't belong to a kohen. And all these other rayas seem to say that it does belong to a kohen. Now we added another factor. Is it in eretz yisrael? Is it in starts. If it's an Eretz Yisrael, that's where Rav Nachman was talking about, that it doesn't belong to a Kohen, because you need to be makrovid. In Chutz Laretz, you're allowed to bring it to Eretz Yisrael to be makrovid, but you don't have to. And therefore, it is considered the moment of the Kohanim. Raya number 6, Meisvei Amar Rabbi Yochanan Nuri, Mali Yemeinu Meimar B'chatos V'asham, Sharei Ein Zachen Ben B'chayehen, our Mishnah! Rabbi Yochanan Nuri said, a Kohen cannot affect Tmura on B'chatos V'asham, because he doesn't own it. Tomer B'char Shazachen B'chayev, but he does own his B'char. So let's go through the process again. Mayaskinan, what's the case? When in what kind of b'chor are we talking about? Ilim balmum hadumi techatz v'ashem kamar. Can't be talking about a balmum because we compare it to chatz v'ashem. Elav betam v'katani zachen b'chayev, and it says beferish that he zachen b'chayev. So here we are b'zmash b'ismeg shaykayim, and it's a tam, and the kohen owns it. So Ravina hanami b'b'chor b'chutz laretz. No, that's also talking about chutz laretz. Rabbi Shimon he damrim ba'otmim yikrivu. Yeah, that it's only b'diavad that you need to that if you bring it you're makrivit, but you don't have to bring it. So once you add in that third factor, it's very easy to answer this question that as long as you're talking about chutz laretz, then the kohen actually does own it. Raya number 7. Lema ketanai. This one's not a kasha. This one's suggesting that it's actually machlokas tanaim. Bechor bebeis habaylam osin tmura. Bebeis hakoin ain osin tmura. That you can make a tmura for a bechor when it's still in the home of the original owner, but not in the possession of the kohen. Shimon alazar omer kimin shabal yad kohen ain osin tmura. Once it comes into the hands of the kohen, it's too late to make a tmura. Well, haynu tanakama. Tanakama already said that. He already said bebeis hakoin, you can't do tmura. What's Rabbi Shimon alazar adding when he says that once it comes into the kohen's hand, you can't make tamura anymore. So my love, Hachi Kamer, isn't he saying as follows? Bebeis kohen who osa tamura ve'in bal who osa tamura ve'in bal osa tamura alma islay l'kohen z'chiyah b'gavei. He's saying that in the base kohen, the kohen actually can make tamura, just that the bailim can't make a tamura out of it anymore. That's what he's saying. Once it comes into the hands of the kohen, the bailim loses his ability to make tamura, but the kohen can. Why can he? Apparently, he has z'chiyah b'gavei. He owns it. So you see, that's the machlok. Because Tanakama holds the Kohen cannot make Tamura because he doesn't own it. It belongs to the Ribbono Shel Olam. And Rav Shimon Elazar says he can make Tamura because he does own it. Good, that's exactly the machlokas between Rav Nachman and all the questioners since Rav Nachman. Says Gemara Lo Kasha, Har Rabbi Yochanan Nuri, Har Rabbi Akiva. That's a machlokas, Rabbi Yochanan Nuri and Rabbi Akiva. Amar Rav Chisda, Lo Shanu, Ella, Amar Rav Chisda, now a new statement. Lo Shanu, Ella Kohen, the Kohen. Abel Kohen, the Yisrael, Aser. The Mishnah said that a Kohen can sell the Bechor to another Kohen, but he may not sell it to Yisrael. My time, why can a Kohen not sell the Bechor to Yisrael? Dilma Azul Yisrael v'shadi b'emuma umamti l'chacham va'omer l'bechor zeh nasan l'kohen b'mumo. Because here's what the Yisrael is going to do. He's going to buy the Bechor, he's going to make a mum on it on purpose, which is an Isra d'Oraisa, so you're not allowed to do that, and then he's going to go bring it to a Kohen to Paskin, whether it's a Bal Mum, and say, yeah, a Kohen gave it to me like this, and claim that it was in the Kohen's possession like this. So, frankly, Mara, Mishari Chacham Hachi, would any Chacham worth his weight in anything paskin that it's a Bal Mum? In that case, write it just when Yisrael brings it. You're never allowed to paskin a Bal Mum for Yisrael unless he brings the Kohen along with him. So, if he says he got it from a Kohen, we'll say, bring the Kohen along with you. And the Kohen would then be there to deny that he sold it as a Bal Mum. And he'll be able to say, no, that didn't happen. There was was a tam at the time, so he'll never be able to get away with the shtick. Amar of Huna Breder of Yeshua, Hainu Taimu to Yisrael Aser, Mnation Yer Kekoin Amasei Beis Agronis. Now, the reason why you're not allowed to sell it to Yisrael is if you sell it to Yisrael, it looks like a Koin Masei Beis Agronis. It looks like you have a deal with the Yisrael. You give me all your Bechoros, and I'll sell them back to you for cheaper. And that way, you'll get a good deal, everyone will make money, everyone will be happy. So that looks bad. Marzutra Ikla Be Ravashi. Marzutra went to the house of Ravashi. Amrle, little marmidi. They said, why don't you eat something? I used to come a bistro, so they brought meat to him. Amrle, lechol mar, de mirvri mishum de buchro. He said, you should really eat this meat. This is good meat, because this is buchor meat. So minalachuha. So he said, wait a second. How did you, who gave you buchor meat? You guys aren't kohanim. So Amrle, de zavanon ploni kohen. No, kohen sold it us. Amrlehu, those who luchu hadam ravhuna breder vishum, mneshinir kakoinim say besa granos. Don't you hold that you're not allowed to buy bechor from a kohen because it looks like kohen mesei beis agronos looks terrible? Amalei lo sirulan. They said, no, we don't agree with that. Anan mizvan kazavninan. We paid good money for it. Why should it look like that he's doing us any favors? We paid full price for this. So there's no reason to be choshesh that it looks like Messiah. He didn't give it to us as matana. Don't you hold that when a Bechor is born into Yisrael's flock, he has to spend a certain amount of time dealing with it before he gives it to a Kohen? If it's a Behema Daka for 30 days, a Behema Gasa for 50 days, and if the Kohen asks for it within that Zman, you're not supposed to give it to him. And Rav Shesha says, what's the reason you're not supposed to give it to him? Because it looks bad. It looks like it's a coin Messiah Beis HaGranos when you give it to him too early. So shouldn't you, don't you see there is such a concern, even when it comes to Bechor, that things look like coin Messiah Beis HaGranos? So why aren't you equally concerned buying this Bechor from the coin that it will look like coin Messiah Beis HaGranos? No, over there, it looks like Messiah because you're actually saving. The Kohen is actually saving the Yisrael from the tircha of having to deal with the animal and raise the animal for 30 or 50 days. So that mamish looks terrible. Looks like a Kohen Mesei Beis HaGranos. But it looks like the Kohen is dafka taking the animal off your hands early for the favor of giving him your Bechor. That looks bad. But over here, we paid good money for this Bechor. It doesn't look like Kohen Mesei Beis HaGranos. He didn't do us any favors. We paid full price for it. So there's no favors being exchanged over here. Doesn't look bad at all. Lashon Acher, another version of the discussion. Amulei, they said to him, Hachalo Yavdami, Hachalo Yavdami. That the difference is, we paid money, and in that case, there's no payment of money. That's why it looks like Koyim Mesei Beis HaGranos. My Amrit, Mosel Koyim Gabei, the Sover Koyim Ki Havi Le Bechor Achrina, Yavni Ali. What are you going to say? Yeah, you paid for it, but it still looks bad, because probably the Koyim gave you a better price on the Bechor, thinking that he'll plan ahead, that I'll give him a good price on the Bechor, so that next time a Bechor is born into their flock, they'll give it to me, knowing that I did them this favor of giving them a good price. They don't think that far in advance. Lo masaka daite, butsina tav mikra. Generally, there's a phrase that in Talmudic times that they used to use of botsina tav mikra. Botsina is a small gourd. A kara is a large gourd. I'd rather have something small today than the promise of something larger tomorrow. So the Kohen's not going to give you a deal and a break off of the price with the promise that maybe one day you'll have another bechor and you'll give it to him. Why would he lose those few dollars now for the chance of maybe having something later? Most people like to have whatever they can get in hand right now. So he'll charge you full price right now, and he's not going to be worried about whether you're going to have a Bechor later on. Therefore, it doesn't look like Kohen Mesei Beis HaGranos. Tomorrow, we'll pick up the Mishnah. Good and Chaydash, everybody.